248. We also have a number for non-collect calls. That number is 438-337-8423. Feel free to call that number and leave a message for us with news to share on the show or an audio message for your loved ones inside.
Ready? I'm Naomi Klein, author of The Shock Doctrine. You're listening to CKUT. Keep listening.
CKUT is looking for a full-time sales and administrative coordinator. The sales and administrative coordinator is responsible for the sale of on-air advertisements and co-presentation partnerships, as well as the negotiating of the radio station's administrative contractual agreements. The ideal candidate will have a passion for community radio, the ability to work with volunteers, clients, and community members, is well-organized, and has strong negotiating skills. We are looking for someone with knowledge of Montreal's arts, culture, and activity scenes who sees media as a tool for building community and can work in a non-hierarchical organization. Financial literacy, bilingualism, and experience with Google Suite products are also a requirement. For full details about the position, wage, and benefits, please visit ckut.ca. The cutoff for applications is Monday, February 6th at 5 p.m. CKUT strives to be a progressive working environment and recognizes experience outside of the formal workplace as important qualifications. We value the unique contributions that individuals from traditionally underrepresented and oppressed communities bring to our organization and encourage these individuals to apply.
Welcome to the Time Show. Thank you.
Thank you. You're so beautiful.
You're so beautiful.
So beautiful. stop.
Stand and watch the towers burn, and not to break a day.
Should have. Montreal Sound Arc here till 5 p.m. Louis Restelli, Friday the 13th. Back with a fresh show. Had expected to start or continue in 2023, that is, paying homage to some of the many, many, many music legends and important people and music that left us in 2022. But of course, the March of Death continues. Early in 2022, I saw fit to pay homage to Klaus Schulze, who passed away and was an important figure in, I guess, Prague experimental music, ambient music in the 70s. Lo and behold, his bandmate in Ashra Temple, the guitarist Manuel Gottsching, passed away, I believe, just before the holidays, perhaps. Very important guitarist as far as experimental guitar. And we played an actual pretty special piece, a very long tune called Time. Album called 7-Up, with Ashra Temple joining forces with Timothy Leary. And most likely some drugs involved in that thing, I suppose. But R.I.P. Manuel Gottsching and Klaus Schulze and Timothy Leary. Let's see who's left on that. Or there might be one person still alive. Basically, I guess, yeah, if there's a theme for today's show, guitarists who left us. I'm going to throw in some Keith Levine, who was another very important experimental guitarist. Fellow played guitar in Dr. Feelgood, also just passed away not long before Christmas. One of the British pub rock bands that, in fact, we heard a few in that set there. One of the pub rock bands that influenced punk rock. Harder edge to the guitar, especially. And there we go. We heard a few live tracks from live on the BBC there. Of course, just a couple days ago, it was Jeff Beck. Very suddenly at 78. It might not seem that young, although I've got to say it's already been a fair number of years since my father passed away at 78, and it didn't seem like very fair. You could still be in good shape and keep going, but viral meningitis, bacterial meningitis, I believe, that can hit you obviously hard and fast. R.I.P. Jeff Beck, of course. We played From the Yardbirds, Over Under, Sideways Down, Psycho Daisies, Lost Woman, and Train Kept a Rollin'. Just saw Blow Up the other week. Of course, that's Jeff Beck right in the middle of the film, smashing his guitar and playing Train Kept a Rollin'. Played Beck's Bolero, which in 1966 can lay claim to possibly the first metal hard rock song ever. That predates Jimi Hendrix on record. It kind of beats Cream to some of their heavier stuff. And right there in the middle of Beck's Bolero was actually John Paul Jones, Jimmy Page, Keith Moon of The Who, and Jeff Beck. So quite the powerful gang of guys there in 66, don't forget. Notably during that song, about halfway through, just as a very heavy metal type climax kicks in, Keith Moon apparently punches his drumstick right through the snare drum. And if you listen closely, you could hear that all he's doing is smashing the cymbals all the way through to the end of the song. It really was the model for Animal from the Muppets, that Keith Moon. So we're talking about major history. I don't want to go into too much other than playing the music. I know it's a bit of a controversial figure. Jeff Beck played on a lot of cheesy 80s music. He basically would show up and play a guitar solo on whoever was calling, Tina Turner or all kinds of pop acts, Bon Jovi and so on. However, I would put him in the same basket as John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, even Andre Segovia, a guitarist who was basically an instrumentalist who used the guitar to just really, 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 like basically sing much of the time. He was very, very good at doing instrumental tunes with the guitar and the lead in a way that hadn't really been done before. And then, of course, as far as guitar solo as well. Who can argue? But in any case, he's a master of the instrument, unique voice, a major innovator, and probably, you know, other than Hendrix, really no one else from the 60s on guitar influenced the instrument so much. So R.I.P. There, and I can continue on with, after the Yardbirds, it was Jeff Beck Group in 68. Once again, a couple of ways before Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath and all of that, this was hard rock and heavy metal being formed. Their remake of the Yardbird Shapes of Things up next here on Montreal Sound, RCKUT 90.3 FM.
Make men more wise. I had the old baby. very much indeed. We're going to do one that we put on the LP. This one by your very own Tim Rose. Try Morning Dew. See what you think of this one.